This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, yet again, we have somebody picking on the RFS and saying that we just shouldn't have so much ethanol. They should cut down the amount of ethanol in the renewable fuel standard. And this time it's AAA. And what is RFA's response to AAA, especially basically calling E15 an unsafe fuel?
Well, my response to AAA is that they really need to stop learning about ethanol and the renewable fuel standard and E15 from only the American Petroleum Institute and Big Oil's talking points. They should really invest some time to learn these issues independent of Big Oil. AAA, once again, is just mimicking what Big Oil wants to tell them. We've tried to meet with AAA. We've tried to focus them on the data that is out there that shows that there are no engine problems associated with E15. We've tried to meet with them to discuss the Department of Energy's recent analysis of not just one oil company study, but 43 studies that have been done on E15, none of which shows that existing vehicles are going to have the deleterious impacts that AAA assumes from Big Oil's talking points. But they won't meet with us. They won't even meet to discuss these issues because their mind is made up and they have their talking points from Big Oil. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that study that was just released, earlier this month. It was from NREL. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The National Renewable Energy Labs did an analysis of all of the studies that have been done on E15, some that had been done by industry, some that had been done by us, many that had been done by EPA and the Department of Energy and state governments. They looked at materials compatibility, they looked at drivability, they looked at emissions, they looked at everything. And essentially their conclusion was most of these studies, in fact, 42 of the 43 studies, demonstrate absolutely no impacts of E15 compared to E10, the fuel that is sold successfully all across the country today. And the one study that did show in certain engines fuel pump failures also showed those same fuel pump failures on E0, no ethanol blended in that gasoline. And the aggressive ethanol blends that were used, the vehicles that were selected, all made the National Renewable Energy Labs really question the conclusions of that one study and concluded that even it could not demonstrate that there were, from a scientifically sound perspective, any problems associated with E15 relative to E10. So, I mean, this is a thorough look at not just one, but 43 studies that have been done on this issue. And there are no issues. E15 can most certainly be used by more than 60% of the cars that are on the road today. And we think if oil companies would allow those fuels to be sold, there wouldn't be a blend wall. We could meet the RFS. But because they've created this hysteria around E15, and groups like AAA have bought into the hysteria without looking at the real science, now they come back and say, oh, well, we can't meet the requirements, the increased percentages of renewable fuels that must be used in the renewable fuel standard, so we have to gut the whole program. That's just bunk.
Let's talk about the rumor that EPA may be cutting the amount, the mandate, as they call it, or the targets for ethanol under the RFS. Explain to us a little bit more about what the rumor is, what you think about that, what do you think the potential of that is. The EPA will cut that target down.
Well, every year the Environmental Protection Agency has to set out a renewable volume obligation, or an RVO. That's the percentage of renewable fuel that must be blended by the oil companies for the following year. And this year, EPA apparently is contemplating not an increase in the RFS, as is required by the statute, but actually reducing the RFS out of a concern that there's more ethanol that can be blended into gasoline at 10% levels. And so they are actually suggesting we'll reduce the RFS because of the oil company-induced blend wall, because they don't want to blend more than 10%. We're going to say, okay, this is the limit of what you can blend. And it does look like that is, in fact, what EPA is going to do. I find that hard to believe because this administration has been so strongly supportive of the RFS, of farmers, of a growing renewable fuels industry in the past. This would be a reversal of stunning proportions. And I don't want to believe that they'll do it, but that does appear to be where they are headed right now. It cuts the program. And I don't know how you ever get it back. Certainly, there's still going to be 10% ethanol blended in gasoline across the country, and existing producers will have a market. But the growth in the market will be curtailed. The opportunity to invest in new technologies and advanced biofuels will be ended. The opportunity to force the marketplace to blend more than 10%, to encourage E85 infrastructure, to allow E15 to be used, will be taken away. And, you know, they seem to be missing the fact that the RFS was absolutely intended to force market change, to allow new technologies to come to the marketplace, to move ethanol beyond just a 10% component in gasoline. And with this action, I think that they will do a great disservice to consumers across the country. Now, they've not yet proposed it, and it would not be final, and there'll be a comment period, and it's a long time between here and there. But I think the Obama administration is about to make a huge mistake that will really hurt rural America, really hurt growth in renewable fuels and investment opportunities in advanced biofuels. And I do hope it's not the case.
Well, listening to you, it makes it sound like that if EPA did indeed do this, that this would accomplish what the opponents and critics of the RFS want to accomplish. It would effectively do away with it. You said it would gut the program.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, we've been fighting all year, Republicans in the Congress that have sought to repeal the RFS, and we've fought them to a draw. It's not going to happen. And yet, if EPA moves forward with this proposal, the oil companies will be having the Obama administration do their bidding for them for that which they were not able to accomplish legislatively. That's why it makes no sense to me. It doesn't make sense politically, it doesn't make sense substantively, and it doesn't make sense legally. And yet they appear headed on a course that will do real damage to the future of the RFS.
If they cut the RVO, does that pertains across the board? That's not just like limiting the cellulosic ethanol targets, right?
No, they intend to reduce everything. They will dramatically reduce the cellulosic target. They will reduce the advanced biofuels targets, and they will reduce the overall RFS even more than they will have reduced the other two buckets, so as to get below the sacred 10% blend level that the oil companies don't want to surpass.
Well, as you said, it has not been officially proposed yet, and that if they were to be on time, that's in November, correct?
Well, they're supposed to have a final rule by November 30th. Nobody in this town expects that to happen, so they will have missed the deadline again. I do anticipate that they will have the rule proposed sometime this month or early next, but there'll have to be at least a 30-day comment period, and they're likely to get thousands of comments on a rule like this, and so that's going to take them some time to get through. So you're looking at sometime in the first quarter of 2014 before they get the final rule out. And then I believe it's going to be subject to some litigation. So who knows how this will all play out.
And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.